eyes on those when she got like, what's kind of like a mad when she went to just like I did the South. But she put all these ingredients in there, and I ain't telling the story, but good. Onions, and she put sage in there, black pepper and bone, and it was good. She fixed the yip out like I did the South.
Well, tell me, have you ever heard of anybody making something out of hog's blood?
I have heard talking about it, but I've never seen it. But what could it be?
I don't know. It doesn't sound too appetizing to me.
And don't mean neither, but they tell me they take their whole blood into somewhere. But I wonder what was.
Well, what about, have you ever taken, or have you ever heard of anybody taking the juice from the sauce and mixing it up with some cornmeal and some hog meat maybe cooking it, and then maybe after it gets cold, slicing it up and frying it that way?
No, I haven't.
Okay, what about if you've kept your butter too long and it doesn't taste good? You
it's
say
rancid.
Have you ever heard anybody say that their butter had a funky taste or something like that?
It's a wheat that a cow eats.
Is that right?
It's really fish. And the myth is that we call it burner wheat. If the wheat in it passed that cow eat a lesson, the myth tastes just like that butter. And most of it, if you ain't, if sometimes you don't put too much in the season, you can take it in the food for season.
Well, what about, what do you call thick, sour milk that you might keep around the kitchen and make things out of it?
Thick sour milk? Oh, you can make bread out of it if it's not too sour. If it's too sour, your bread is still sour. You can take it around there and make a bread. You can take sour bread that's got a new kind of sour. If you use a good kind of good biscuit maker and put your seasoning around right, you got some good fluffy biscuits.
You ever heard people call that clabber?
Yeah. That's when your milk turns. Your cream will come on top, and the clabber's at the bottom. That milk is just on the gel.
Yeah.
Don't go talking about that, because that's what I got looking about.
Right. Well, have you ever heard of people making stuff like, can you make cottage cheese out of that?
I love that in home demonstration. It's country lettuce there.
Yeah.
It's some kind of little chavis and whatnot you get in them different things. I've really done forgotten yet about how we made it. But we made that in home demonstration meeting.
What about after you just...
You want some more food?
No, I don't care. What about after you just milked your cows and you want to get the impurities out? What do you have to do with the milk?
Well, just like if you milk your milk. In the beginning, you should at least keep your block of soul. An occasion give your cow soda after you chew your milk. And you should have a powder that you give your stock if there was some kind of vegetation that you thought was herbs, you know, it's green like this time of year. That go up through your milk, and sometimes it may become your stomach be tough if you drink lots of that milk. But you keep that soul to your cow, and that helps you find that milk.
What about, you know, some people will pour their milk through a kind of a fine wire mesh to get the impurities out?
Yeah,
what
we call it iron. I know. You use them at the dairy. I forget what it's called, okay, but I forgot the name of it. But anyway, if you didn't draw them in there, they're supposed to pour it through the thing and catch it. And if that milk ain't right, they won't use it.
They just say that...
They got a thing like a Samoa there. That they like that strain, like the strain they make them run up there, put that thermometer in there, if they don't register what they're supposed to, they won't use it.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you might make for dessert? Let's say out of...